We are back. Right Side Radio. Phil Williams sitting here in the new studio for Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Well, hey, listen, by the way, I got to tell you, and I really appreciate it when I get feedback. I got some immediate feedback on that last monologue. Thank you to Allie, who said she needed to hear that today. You are welcome, my friend, and I appreciate what you've done. Allie has an amazing story about how she spent time with the troops for 3 years in Baghdad. So that's a very cool one. Our Birmingham audience needs to meet her sometime soon. By the way, I'll just go ahead and leave the phone lines open for a bit. If you want to call in, we'll be glad to take it and start the show off by hearing what folks have to say. If you're new in the Birmingham audience, just know this. We are going to be doing this every day starting at 2 o'clock. And Right Side Radio, we love interaction with the audience, so we'd love to hear what you have to say. You got thoughts on that? Do you think that do you agree? Are we the lightly defended cavalry rushing headlong into battle against overwhelming odds, or is it us that hold the high ground? I think it's us that hold the high ground. We just got to stay in the trenches and keep the fight going. That's my thought. But yeah, we'll take those calls if you want to. 866-494-9866. And with all the changes going on with Right Side Radio, let me just tell you, coming up here probably next week, I would imagine. What do you think, Boomer, next week on the new phone numbers? When are we going to publish those? Oh, I'm sorry, Boomer, your microphone is off, and that is my fault.
Yeah, next week.
Next week?
Yes.
We got, what's that number going to be? I mean, it's a, do you have
eight.
It with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get it for you.
All right, we got a brand new 800. I tell you what, we might want to confuse the, might not going to confuse the audience right now. Let's just.
Good idea.
In fact, let me rephrase that. We might not want to confuse Phil right now because.
Or me.
All right. 866-494-9866. That's the number for today. I got one caller calling in right now. So, Copper, you highlight his name when you're good to go, and I'll take it. Line 5, Richard from Madison. Richard, how you doing today?
Couldn't be better. Outside working on the yard, just having a great time, but and enjoying and listening to your show. And I'm really glad you're on in the afternoons. I really enjoy your show, and I love your monologues. And today's really spoke to my heart because, like you said, we're not the ones that are lightly armored. We're the only ones that really have sustainable life on our side.
Absolutely.
Versus the mutilation and the abortion killing that the left has. If we just stay true to our beliefs, you are 100% right on target.
Well, thank you, my brother. I appreciate that. And yeah, thanks for being a part of the audience. And I agree totally.
Keep up the great work, and I'll always be part of your audience. Thank you so much.
All right, man. That's a Right Side Ruffian if I ever heard one right there. Richard, thanks very much. Folks, those of y'all new in Birmingham, I keep saying if you're new in Birmingham, I'll quit saying that sometime soon. But the bottom line is our audience a lot of times calls themselves Right Side Ruffians. We even have T-shirts. And I think pretty soon we're going to give away some T-shirts, so keep that in mind. But thank you, Richard. That was a great call. You got something to say? You want to say it? We got a few minutes here. We'll take that. But I'll tell you, I was starting to say a moment ago about some of the changes for Right Side. This is an honor. And I don't say that lightly. It is an honor to have this opportunity to be in front of you every day. Did not see this coming. All right. And when I say that, it's like, oh, Phil, how long have you been doing radio? Not very long. I look at it and go, how did this happen, God? But, you know, it's a kick. And I'm having the best time doing this. And Charlene and I have talked about it like, okay, how did this happen? So for those of y'all that don't know me, let me just give you a little background, my eclectic resume. Lot of years of military service, retired as a colonel, airborne ranger, did all those things, had tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's a piece of the thread of my resume. But the other parts of this is, and a lot of that time was spent Guard and Reserve. And so the other side of my life, very often, I spent, 10 years full-time working with kids in full-time ministry and counseling. So there's that through a ministry called Young Life is where I spent a lot of years on staff. And then after that, I felt like I was supposed to go to law school late in life. So in my 30s, I went to law school. Now I'm deep into my 50s, I like to say. And here I've been practicing law now for 20 years, so I'm still a practicing attorney. And then on top of that, I ran for office in 2010. I spent 2 terms, 8 years in the Alabama State Senate, representing part of Northeast Alabama in Senate District 10. That was an honor that I loved being a part of. But I just knew that it was not mine to own. I wasn't going to be there long. I'm a firm believer in term limits. And so after 2 terms, I just, you know, Charlene and I talked about it and thought, you know, this is where we stop. And so I got out not knowing what was next. And then lo and behold, this opportunity arose, the Alabama Policy Institute, a very conservative think tank type organization, an advocacy organization for conservative principles. They called me and said, hey, what are you doing with your time? And I, well, I'm waiting to find out what God wants to do. Well, next thing I know, I'm on staff as well as practicing law. I'm on staff with the Alabama Policy Institute, still working for all the things that I believe in, but now from the outside of politics, looking in as opposed to being inside. Well, that was cool. But because of that, it branched off. I mean, it's amazing what God does. You look back at the threads of your life and you go, oh, now that makes sense. I'm not sure all of my life makes sense, but I can see where it all began to thread together. Well, somewhere in the midst of doing that work with the Alabama Policy Institute, I just it expanded my territory, I guess you'd say. And next thing I know, instead of giving speeches within my district and sometimes in Montgomery, I'm giving speeches all over the state. I'm doing the occasional radio appearance because whenever they needed somebody to do background commentary, they'd call the Policy Institute. And, you know, a lot of times I wound up being the guy that did it. And then next thing I know, I'm doing radio. And the next thing I know, I'm being asked once in a while, hey, man, my radio show host is going to be gone this week on vacation. Can you substitute for him? I don't know. Can I? And so I just did and had the best time doing it. Last year, I got a call from my friend Dale Jackson, who's going to be on the air with us here during the Grand Council at 3:30. Dale's a program director for Cumulus Broadcasting Station WVNN out of Huntsville. He calls me out of the blue and he goes, hey, man, Rush Limbaugh died. And I said, yeah, you doing all right? He goes, well, yeah, but I got to fill 3 hours. And I said, okay. I'm just sitting there thinking, where's this going? And next thing I know, we're building Right Side Radio. Did not see this coming, but for the last year, I have had the honor of being on the air every day for 5 days a week. And it has been a complete pivot in our life with Charlene and I. My shtick is I typically get up early in the morning. This morning, by around 5:30, I began working on the show. I spend 2 to 3 hours every day prepping for a 3-hour radio show. But that's just because that's what I just feel like I'm supposed to do. And I love doing it. So when you hear me rattle paper in the microphone, it's stuff that I've resourced early in the morning or a monologue that I wrote at some point before the show started. And on top of that, there's other things in my life. I mean, Lord, Charlene and I have been married 35 years. We got great grown kids. We got grandkids. We got a house. We got all the things. And now we got this pivot in life where we said, hey, why don't we just do radio every single day? And I wouldn't trade it for the world. Gives me a chance to be with you guys. And I'm telling you, it's an honor. This show is doing what it's doing because of y'all, not because of me. And I'm loving it. And all those different facets of my life, they all get to kick in periodically. Very cool. All right, folks, Right Side Radio. Honor to be with you. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.